Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions and want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at otisvillepress.org. This week we continue our series on the fruit of the Spirit, and we're looking at faithfulness. The scripture lesson is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 through 30. This is what the scripture has to say. Early the next morning, as everyone got ready to leave for the desert near Tekoa, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen, my friends, if we trust the Lord God and believe what these prophets have told us, the Lord will help us and we will be successful." Then he explained his plan and appointed men to march in front of the army and praise the Lord for his holy power by singing praise to the Lord, his love never ends. As soon as they began singing, the Lord confused the enemy camp so that the Ammonite and Moabite troops attacked and completely destroyed those from Edom. Then they turned against each other and fought until the entire camp was wiped out. When Judah's army reached the tower that overlooked the desert, they saw that every soldier in the enemy's camp was lying dead on the ground. So Jehoshaphat and his troops went into the camp and carried away everything of value. They found a large herd of livestock, a lot of equipment, clothes, and other valuable things. It took them 3 days to carry it all away, and there was still some left over. Then on the fourth day, everyone came together in the Baraka Valley and sang praises to the Lord. That's why that place was called Praise Valley. Jehoshaphat led the crowd back to Jerusalem, and as they marched, they played harps and blew trumpet. They were very happy because the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. So when they reached the city, they went straight into the temple. When other nations heard how the Lord had fought against Judah's enemies, they were too afraid to invade Judah. The Lord let Jehoshaphat's kingdom be at peace. So, faithfulness is the next fruit of the Spirit listed in Paul's letter to the Galatians in chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Paul there suggests the evidence of the Holy Spirit in us is made clear by how we live out God's nature day to day. We are to reveal God's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and now faithfulness, letting it all shine through us in all that we do and are. But what is faithfulness? The dictionary suggests loyalty, steadfastness, and our being true to the original. That is, when we are being most like Jesus, we are being faithful. Others should be able to see God in us. We should be acting in our world, our communities, our families, and in the church the same way Jesus would. To be faithful would be to be like Jesus. And while being faithful would entail thinking and believing as he did, it would also require us to do as he did. So hanging out at church would be good. Hanging out with other disciples in small groups would be great. But perhaps hanging out with sinners and tax collectors would be amazing, because remember, Jesus did that too. So to do a bit of a self-check, how are you doing with all of that? Are the people you are hanging around with at home, at work, in church, on the ball field, in the grocery store, at the doctor's office, seeing Jesus in you? You know, several years ago when I was in clinical pastoral education, they used to ask us questions like that. Zingers, I think they call them. Questions that are intended to get you to look a bit critically at yourself to see if perhaps you are actually doing what you tell yourself you are doing. And in that program, we had to answer the questions. So, Jeff, how well do you think you are doing reflecting Jesus in your life and ministry here? Well, I think I'm doing pretty good. Okay, so let's check it out. Group, how do you think Jeff is doing revealing the character of Jesus? How well do you think he's acting like Jesus would act in these situations? And then, of course, in that setting, you wait. As your skin goes red, your mouth goes dry, and you furiously try and think of ways to defend yourself for what you are sure has to be a long list of the times you failed and missed the mark. All while, at the same time, hopefully realizing that defending yourself means perhaps being unwilling to accept the loving support and encouragement to grow in faith that is being offered by folks who are struggling to be like Jesus, just like you are. Because you see, Our faithfulness is evidence of God in us. Without it, we aren't acting like God, who is faithful. And the story in Chronicles illustrates that point. God is faithful. Watch and see. The Israelites led by King Jehoshaphat were scared spitless. Three huge armies have joined together to come and beat them senseless and worse. Jehoshaphat knows they can't win this war. They could march out and try and defeat the enemy on their own, but it was obvious it was going to be an awful end. Instead, Jehoshaphat calls on the Lord, but God's answer is unusual. It's not, take up your swords and go get them. Instead, God says, come with me and watch what happens. Now, I suppose they could have begged God to let them do it with just perhaps a bit of God's razzle-dazzle. Instead, they had to stand before the enemy's army, naked and afraid, as it were, and watch God be faithful, demonstrating for them what faithfulness looks like. Doing what you say you are going to do. It was a clear message for Israel, a message for the church, and a message for every disciple. The fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness, is revealed when we do what we say we are going to do, just as God does what God says God is going to do. The Spirit is revealed when we walk the talk, when the label of hypocrite cannot be applied to us, when we choose to take the Nike slogan as our own personal mantra to just do it, feed the hungry, give drinks to the thirsty, care for prisoners of all kinds, bring healing words and actions to those who are struggling, acting like Jesus. Jesus offered up caring words. He touched and healed folks. He comforted the grieving, and he confronted those who would tear things down for their own gain. And he raised up disciples to make a difference. We're invited to be those kind of disciples, faithful, so the world can see that our promises matter, that God's promises matter, that our commitments matter, that we will do what we say we will do. Israel struggled often to be faithful, so God showed them what faithfulness looked like. And Jesus did the same for us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. With two more to go. Be faithful. Amen. So thanks so much for joining with us on our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, get a hold of us. We'd be delighted to talk to you.